Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The left fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim O'Toole. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim O'Toole. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Steve Whitaker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle fields it and throws to second for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Ward steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Howard moves to second. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford bunts towards first. Mantle fields the ball and throws to Stottlemyre covering. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Buford steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. Amaro moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Amaro moves to third. Mantle moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball towards left. Stroud catches it and throws to home to double up Amaro. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Howard and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 2 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive towards first. Mantle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Berry steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottle Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottle Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Stottle Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey bunts towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jim O'Toole. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle fields it and throws to home to get Martin. Hansen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Weiss pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Ed Stroud now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Tommy Agee now Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stroud. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Mike Hegan pinch runs for Mickey Mantle. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to home to get Hegan. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 3 in the game. Stroud strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford bunts towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser pinch hits for Steve Hamilton. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Clark steals second. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Amaro strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Amaro out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Agee moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Gary Peters pinch hits for Al Weiss. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is walked intentionally. Dick Kenworthy pinch runs for Gary Peters. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-4 in the game. Stroud is hit by the pitch. Kenworthy moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Don Buford now playing second base. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Hegan steals second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan moves to third. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Berry strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. with two walks. Smith strikes out. One out. Tom Tresh pinch hits for Bill Robinson. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs pinch hits for Dooley Womack. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs takes first base on ball four. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.